are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Here's a song about a rainbow.
God sent Noah and his family a rainbow.
I look in the sky above, I see a sign of God's great love. It's a promise that He made, it's a gift that He gave, to shine for us all, to shine for us all. It's a
the Apostle Paul. His name was Saul, and it was changed to Paul.
He was a Pharisee.
What's a Pharisee?
Well, a Pharisee is a Jewish leader who lives strictly by the laws of God.
He wasn't very nice to Christians.
He met Jesus on the road to Damascus. Suddenly there was a bright light, and he was blinded for 3 days.
The Lord God called a believer named Ananias to go to Saul and place his hands on him to heal him and give him sight.
His life was changed forever.
So Ananias went and found Saul and put his hands on him.
"Brother Saul," he said, "the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road has sent me so that you would get your sight back and be filled with the Holy Spirit."
Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight.
Saul stayed with the believers for a few days and immediately began preaching about Jesus in the synagogues, saying,
"Jesus is the Son of God indeed."
All who heard him were amazed.
Isn't this the same man who persecuted those who followed Jesus?
Paul's preaching became more and more powerful, and many people believed in Jesus because of Paul's teaching.
Paul was the author of many books in the New Testament. He wrote his letters on his travels, and even when he was in prison. Once he was transformed on the road to Damascus, once he got his sight back, he never stopped sharing God's message of love through Jesus.
I got something to share with you about a gift that's true. It's there.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15b, Paul is writing to his friend Timothy, and he wrote,
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of which I am the worst. But for that very reason, I, Paul, was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life.
Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
We think of Paul as a great apostle, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We think of all of the beautiful letters that he wrote to people, how he encouraged people. He didn't see himself as a great man of God, though, did he?
No.
He thought of himself as the worst of sinners, just as Emily read.
My youth group leader made a good point. She said that one of the reasons he called himself the worst of sinners is because he was such a good Christian that every time he perfected one area of his life, God would pull back a veil and show him something else he had to work on, something else and something else. And then he realized how sinful he really was.
Okay, so the more he knew about God and about Jesus and what he was supposed to model, the more he saw he needed to work.
Basically, the better he got, the worse he realized he really was.
That's a good point. And Jess?
Maybe he was thinking about how he used to be and how he really did sin a lot.
Mm-hmm. Remember some of those things that he did?
He persecuted Christians.
Yeah. What does that say about the God that we serve? What does that say about Jesus?
He is great.
He's great because he takes someone like that and
changes him.
That's right. God changed Paul from a pride-filled man who persecuted Christians to a humble man who realized just how much he needed a Savior.
Proverbs 3:34 says,
God gives grace to the humble.
James 4:10 says,
humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
God doesn't want us to feel like we're better than someone else, does he?
No.
Paul never thought of himself as great, even though he performed miracles and had lots of people following his teaching. He was turning people to Jesus instead of himself. And God wants us to share this message with others and turn them to Jesus, too. He wants us to reach out to him for all of our needs.
We serve a mighty God.
All that we have, all that we see,
all that we know,
and all that will be,
all is from him.
All that I am, and all that I see, and all that I know, and all that will be,
When Jesus met Paul on the road to Damascus, Paul lost his sight for a short time. But when his eyes were opened again, he saw life through the eyes of Jesus. He lived to humbly serve and proclaim the good news. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And Jesus wants to open our eyes, too. He wants to change the way we see the world, and he will show us the way. Emily, would you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Jesus, you are the best teacher. You came to teach us and save us. You gave us the Bible to help us learn more about you. Help us to humbly serve you, to see your hand in all that we do and all that we have. Thank you for loving us and forgiving us when we do wrong. And help us to forgive and love others. In your name we pray. Amen.
Jesus will show us the way.
We can look to him.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to know more about us, write to us or give us a call.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
And remember, God wants us to humbly
obey him,
serve him,
love him, and
tell others about him. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.